Tell me your thoughts. Couple of wins and relatively comfortable ones at that.
Yeah, Haynes is young. They play really hard, so it was good for us in that way that they definitely competed for 32 minutes. But I thought that we played really well both nights, moved the basketball well. I thought that our spread out scoring was really, we had a lot of assists both nights, and really it was probably the best weekend as far as us just moving the basketball and getting the looks that we wanted.
Great shooting on Friday night's game. The game I saw, Inez was pretty hot from the outside. 3 points, I think. How many three-pointers did she have in that game?
She had four or five. Okay. She had five. Shayla had one. So, yeah, it was good. It was a good shooting performance. But again, every one of those came off an assist off from somebody, from one of her teammates. Everything was just in rhythm, moving the basketball. So it was good to see. They shot the ball well.
Okay, so tournament time. You're going to start off with Wrangell. You face them a lot this year, get to play them again. What do you think about the next matchup with them?
Well, you know, it will be competitive. You know, both teams, we know each other so well from playing through middle school and Park and Rec and everything else. So there's not a lot of secrets as far as the individual kids. It's really just who's going to come out and play, who's going to shoot the ball well, play with that confidence that you need to have at a tournament.
All right, and what are you working on in the week before that?
We're going to try to keep ourselves healthy, definitely that. Just continue to improve on everything offensively and defensively. You're not going to add a lot of new things at this point, so it's just getting better at all the things that you've been doing.
Anything else from this past weekend or what's coming up?
I would just like to say thank you to all the parents. We do the recognition for the seniors, but just as much, I think, for the parents and all the hours that they put in and all the things that they do with the fundraising and supporting us in all the ways that they do. So I would just like to say thank you